سورة المدثر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر، وربك فكبر، وثيابك فطهر، والرجز فاهجر، ولا تمنن تستكثر، ولربك فاصبر. 7 verses and we find a complete picture of a da'i. The tools that you need in your mission to call people towards Allah. Allah starts by saying lovingly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O you enveloped in garments, arise and warn. Now let's read these verses as if Allah is addressing us personally. Get up and start warning people. Don't just waste this precious life. Warn whomsoever you can, whether your servants, your friends, your children, your neighbors, your society. Get up and warn. Qum, start doing something. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. People say, how do we do that? How do we do da'wah? By exalting your Lord. Don't connect them to yourself. Don't get them to set you on a pedestal so they're hero worshipping you. And you want their praise? وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Exalt your Lord. Glorify your Lord. Connect them to Allah. And Allah will do the rest. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحِّرْ. And purify your garments. وَالرُّجِزَ فَهَجُرْ. And shun impurity. In other words, it's not enough that I'm telling people so I'm forgiven. No, the da'i needs to be doubly conscious of any sins he might be committing. The da'i needs to be doubly careful lest he be committing any impurity himself. وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ. Subhanallah. Do not consider your deeds as a favor to Allah. And we read one salat, we invite one person towards Allah and we think we've done Allah a great favor. Allah says, no, don't be complacent about it. Don't think you've done Allah a great favor. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. And this is the key ayat. And be constant for the sake of your Lord. Persevere in this da'wah. Why? So people admire you? People say what a great speaker you are? No. لِرَبِّكَ for the sake of Allah. Go on doing it, even if no one's listening, even if no one's coming, even if people are laughing at you, even if you're exhausted at the end of the day. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. You have to do it. For the sake of Allah, we have to be constant. Whether we're exhausted, whether we're fatigued, whether we're sick. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. Be constant for the sake of your Lord. فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ. Then when the trumpet is sounded, truly that day will be a hard day, far from easy for the disbelievers. ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. Leave me alone, with whom I created alone. And then granted him resources in abundance and children to be by his side and made life smooth and comfortable for him after all that he desires that I should give more. Kalla, innahu kana li ayatina anida. No, indeed he has been opposing our signs. I shall oblige him to climb a mountain in hellfire. Innahu fakkara wa qaddar. Indeed he thought and plotted. Then let him be cursed how he plotted. And once more let him be cursed how he plotted. Then he thought, then he found that he looked bad-tempered. Then he turned back and was arrogant. Then he said, this is nothing but magic from that of old. This is nothing but the word of a human being. فَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. I will cast him into hellfire. Now you might have noticed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nobility is such that very few criminals in the Quran are mentioned by name. Very few people. Abu Lahab, you have Fir'aun, you have Haman and Qarun, and you have some others. But mostly it's always this anonymous person. Now one reason is because the Quran is a timeless book. If Allah had mentioned the name of this person here, we would have said yes, this is a reference to him. When Allah says, have you not seen the one who does this? Allah is telling us, think about it. Maybe you're that person. Maybe you're doing what this person is doing. Allah says, I will cast him into hellfire. And what will make you realize what hellfire is? It spares not any sinner, nor does it leave anything, burning and blackening the sins. Over it are 19 angels as keepers of hell. And we have set none but angels as guardians of the fire. And we have fixed their number 19 only as a trial for the disbelievers, in order that the people of the book may arrive at a certainty and that the believers may increase in faith. And that no doubt may be left for the people of the book and the believers and those in whose hearts is a disease. And the disbelievers may say, what does Allah intend by this curious example? Thus Allah leads astray whom He wills and guides whom He wills. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. And none knows the armies of your Lord but He. And this hell is nothing else than a warning reminder to mankind. Now we need to understand that in this day and age as well, there's been a campaign and this man has tried to prove that every ayat in the Quran is based on the number 19. Now according to this theory, he's even had to delete 2 verses in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that don't fall into a fitna such as that. When we read that Allah says that over it are 19 angels, we should not start inventing theories of our own in which we try and prove how every verse is based on this number 19. كلا والقمر والليل إذ أدبر. No, and by the moon, and by the night when it withdraws, and by the dawn when it brightens. Indeed, it is one of the greatest signs, a warning to mankind. لمن شاء منكم يتقدم أو يتأخر. To any of you that chooses to go forward or to remain behind. Some of us hear the Quran and we race towards obedience. Some of us read about tahajjud and we want to get up and pray for tahajjud and we start. And some of us delay and dawdle and loiter and think, well, there's lots of time yet, what's the big hurry? Every person is a pledge for what he has earned, except those on the right, those who receive their record in the right hand. Fi jannati yatasaalun. In gardens they will ask one another about the criminals. Again and again this word, the criminals, those who disobeyed Allah. They will say to them, what caused you to enter hell? Now look at their answer. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. They will say, we were not of those who used to pray. تَغْفِرَ اللَّهِ. We weren't of those who used to pray, and nor did we feed the poor. Now we read feeding the poor and we have this image of this poor man, and you give him food and that's it. Feeding the poor really encompasses all basic needs that people have, such as education, employment, etc. If you're creating an opportunity for someone's employment, if you've hired someone, then you're actually creating the means of food for them. And we learn that whoever does this serves humanity in any such way for Allah's sake, Allah will reward him. So these people in hell are saying two things, that we weren't of those who used to offer salah, nor did we feed the poor. And we used to talk falsehood with vain talkers, arguing against Islam endlessly. Why has Allah said this? Why hasn't Allah said this? Why has Allah done this? Why are the Muslims suffering? And we used to deny the day of judgment, too busy bickering and too busy arguing to do anything for death. حَتَّى تَانَ الْيَقِينَ. Until they came to us the certainty. And so the angel of death was standing there, and too late, no more chances to go back and pray, no more chances to serve mankind now. So no intercession of intercessors will be of any use to them. People who've read La ilaha illallah shouldn't think that the Prophet ﷺ will intercede for them. فَمَا لَهُمْ. What is wrong with them that they run away from receiving admonition as if they were wild donkeys fleeing from a hunter? People say, don't tell us if we know we have to act upon it. Oh, the Quran frightens me. I'm not ready for the Quran. Allah says, what's wrong with these people? Why are they acting like ostriches? No, we don't want to think about death, and we don't want to think about the hereafter. No, every one of them desires that he should be given pages spread out. Everyone says, why doesn't Allah show me a sign? And why doesn't Allah give me a proof? Kalla, kalla yakhafuna al-akhirah. They're just excuses that these people have invented. The truth of the matter is, they're not afraid of the hereafter. Kalla, innahu tazkira. This Quran is an admonition. So whosoever will, let him read it and receive admonition from it. وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ هُوَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. And they will not receive admonition unless Allah wills. Allah is the one deserving that mankind should be afraid of, and He is the one who forgives. It's Allah we should be running after, not people.